Supers! Welcome to the Kelly Talks Social Podcast, a place where I talk about all things social media, especially Instagram, entrepreneurship, and mindset that includes easy and actionable tips and strategies. I'm your host, Kelly, an Instagram coach, entrepreneur, former beauty salon owner, and a chocolate lover. My sole purpose today is to help you enjoy freedom in business and in life. So if you're ready to be a superpreneur, then let's do this. Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of the Kelly Talks Social Podcast. Now, is this you? I don't feel like dancing for Instagram Reels. I hear you. So today I'm going to be sharing the best content that you can create for Instagram Reels that does not require any dancing. I totally get you if you just don't feel like dancing for Instagram Reels, and if you're just not up for it. So today I'm going to be sharing with you the different creative ways that you can actually create content for Instagram Reels, because Reels is the place where you want to put in effort now in order to boost the organic growth and visibility. So the first one is the most basic and easiest one that I'm so sure that you'll be able to do this. So the first one is to point your finger. So for example, you can share tips on a certain topic. So 3 tips on how you can optimize your Instagram bio. Just stand in front of the camera, smile of course, and point at 3 different areas within the video. And remember, when you are pointing, remember there are 2 dimensions on Instagram Reels that your audiences are viewing. So the first one is the 4:5 ratio, and that's how your audience is actually viewing through your Instagram feed. The second dimension is the Instagram Reels itself, which is the Instagram Stories dimension of 9:16 ratio. So you have to bear in mind that when you're pointing your finger, you are going to be putting the text where your finger points. And so you have to ensure that your text is within the 4:5 ratio so that you are able to target the 2 different viewers, which is the 4:5 ratio and the 9:16 ratio, to ensure that your information is not cut off. And don't forget to select music that actually has the same beat as when you are pointing your finger. The second content that you can create for Instagram Reels is using the green screen effect. You can locate the effect on the left-hand side of the screen where you'll see a face and a plus sign at the little top. Click on it and you'll see all the different filters as usual. Now, if the green screen effect is not located there, swipe it to the left all the way to the end and you'll notice that there is an area where you can add effects. So click on that and then a screen will pop up and all you have to do is search for the green screen effect. Click on the magnifying glass, type in green screen, and you'll be able to see green screen effect by Instagram. So make sure you use the green screen effect that has been produced by Instagram itself. So how are you really going to use the green screen effect? So what you can do is you put up a picture, add a media, and put up a picture of a background that you are going to talk about, a topic that you're going to be talking about. And once you have that there, then you will be appearing in front of the screen and that as your background, and you can be teacher for the day. So teach and educate your audience about a certain topic that you would like them to really benefit from. The third type of content that you can create is a day in a life. So for example, if you're a fitness coach, a business coach, mindset coach, show your audience what a day in a life of what you do every single day. So for example, I can create a video of myself doing a morning routine and what goes on throughout the day, how work is like, behind the scenes of my office, my home office, and what it's like to be a working full-time mom juggling between homeschooling, which is what is happening right now in Melbourne. The kids are still homeschooling for the first week of term 4 and then they go back to actual physical school the next week. So I'm really, really excited about that. And yes, you can even showcase this if you're a mom and you want to show how life is juggling between work and having kids at home and just making the best of the day. And you can even show what you do outside of work, your daily routine with your kids. For me, it's just one at the moment. So for me, sometimes I do like to share what I do with my little one, after school activities. For example, just heading off to the park, enjoying a beautiful walk and enjoying a round of football and just watching him enjoy his time in the park, and followed by dinner and bedtime. So it's just really showing what it is like to be in your shoes. And I can tell you, content like this really, really excites and interests people, because it's just, people are curious about what you do in a day. So go ahead and share what it's like a day in the life of being you. The fourth type of content is transformation. And there's two ways of showing transformation. And the first one is you can jump and change into different outfits. And it's not dancing, it's just jumping. So it's all good. I'm sure you'll be able to do this because it's really, really simple. It's just making sure that your editing shows that you're jumping into your new clothes. So for example, you want to feature yourself. I'm going to be giving you an example based on me, right? So I can do a simple video of me waking up in the morning before I change into my work clothes, how I look like as a mom in my pajamas without makeup, and then I can jump and change into a new set of outfit with me looking all corporate or even all whatever that you wear to work. So it's just showing a before and after sort of transformation. So the second transformation is showing how your clients feel after working with you. So you could pretend to be two different persons. So the first scene will be you talking to your client, asking certain questions, what the problem is and how you can help them achieve. And the second scene is it's still you, of course, but in a different outfit, pretending to be a client and saying yes to everything and pretending to just do the work and get everything done as what you have mentioned. And show the outcome of your client feeling extremely grateful and happy that they've decided to work with you, because it is possible to achieve everything that they were overwhelmed with, especially with the help of your services and the offer that you have. And the fifth type of content is just filming yourself in front of the camera talking for about 30 seconds. So it's no different how you would do Instagram stories. It's just you talking for up to 30 seconds. Or you can even use two of your Instagram stories and put them together in reels and simply edit it and put in any information where necessary. So it's really, really easy to create content for your Instagram reels that doesn't require any dancing. But if you see me dancing on my Instagram reels, it's because I really enjoy dancing. It makes me happy and it gets me into peak state, as what Tony Robbins describe it, and puts me in a positive motion throughout the day. And I must say, I was in the exact same position as you, saying that heck no, I'm not going to do any dancing videos because I feel that I might look silly on video. And what is everyone going to think of me, right? Because I have my friends, my family, everybody is just watching what I'm doing on a daily basis. And it somehow just, you know, makes me feel a little bit shy, not knowing if I should put this out there. But after having a go at my first video, and that was on TikTok, dancing, oh my god, it was just so much fun that I've continued to actually dance on TikTok. Not all of my videos, only on some. But what I'm saying is that I didn't want to dance at first, but after doing it for the first time, I got really comfortable. And the most important part was that I actually did enjoy dancing and having a ball at creating the content. So it's all good if you don't want to dance for your content on Instagram Reels. Just don't miss the boat on Instagram Reels because of the organic reach that you can potentially have with your account. I hope this has helped you in some way to get you going with Instagram Reels. Now, I've been thinking about this. with Instagram Reels being the latest feature and it's really promoting the new feature, I would love to create a 30-day challenge. Let me know if this is something that you are interested in, because I really want to help you be able to boost your visibility and growth on Instagram. And Reels right now is the best place to be. Instagram is pushing their latest feature, which means they are giving better organic reach with this feature. So if this challenge is something that you're interested in, drop me a DM on Instagram to let me know that you're interested in this 30-day challenge. I would really love to help you with a list of ideas that you can easily create for Instagram Reels. So till then, I'll talk to you in my next episode. Thank you for listening to the Kelly Talks Social Podcast, brought to you by my free Instagram masterclass, which you can find on my Instagram account, link in my bio, or simply just DM me for the link. Now, don't forget to leave a review, subscribe so that you'll be the first to be notified, and tag me on Instagram stories at Kelly Talks Social so that I can give you a shout out. And see you on the next episode.